What's up, guys? Welcome to Run It Back. I'm your host, Blair Bomber, and I'm doing a solo one today. No video today because I'm a little late this week. I'm doing solo. And here's the thing. I don't feel like a crazy person when I do a solo into a mic and I'm alone, right? Now, if I have a camera and I'm doing a solo episode, dude, that's just masturbation. I'm just jerking off in front of a camera, and I'm going to play to the camera, and I don't need to do that yet. I think I'm going to save the camera. For now, I'm only going to use the camera, the video component, the YouTube channel, when I have guests, or I'm feeling really hot that day. And I am feeling pretty sexy today, I'll be honest with you guys. I'm feeling pretty good. Got the head shaved. Got the beard trimmed. I'm feeling good, guys. I'm feeling good, and that's okay. It's okay to feel good on a day-to-day. Now, do I want to put it on camera? No, I don't. I don't want to put it on a camera, but I will put it on the mic, and that's what this episode is for. Okay, so let's get into it. I'm doing Fight Club, and I meant to do this a couple episodes ago when Luke Newman came on, but then he came on, and he was like, nah, I haven't seen it in 10 years, and then we didn't talk about Fight Club, really. We talked about other things, which is okay. But I watched Fight Club, and I want to talk about it. And like I said before, this podcast, it started as a movie thing to keep me, you know, keep me honed, keep me central, keep me stable. And the guests have come on, and I don't want to paint them into a corner, because if they don't love movies, like, why make them talk about something that they don't love the way I love? So right now, I'm doing movies as a solo, and that's how I'm going to do it. So shut your fucking mouth, dude. Okay? Because you're into this, and I'm into it, and we're going to keep it moving, all right? So, Fight Club. Off the top, I'm going to say this from the beginning. When I first saw this movie, total mindfuck. This shit, it fucked me up a little bit, because it came out in 99, I think I saw it a couple years later on DVD from Blockbuster. Shout out Blockbuster. Man, those were good days. Oh, man, do you remember going to a Blockbuster and just browsing? Just browsing around. They had the new releases here. They had the throwback ones over there. You know what I would do when I was a little perv? I would just walk around and go to like the R-rated section of romance. They didn't have porn back then. I mean, not at Blockbuster anyway. I'm sure they did. They had it in the back, I think. But what I would do is I would just like try and read the back cover and see if they had cleavage or maybe a little bit of ass, you know? I think Booty Call, the Jamie Foxx movie. Who else was in Booty Call? It was Jamie Foxx and somebody else. And it was a pretty funny movie. I haven't seen it in 15 years. I mean, it might not hold up. But I remember there was just pictures of asses on the front, and then on the back there was a little bit of ass. And dude, that was Spank Bank material. This is pre-dial up. So that was Spank Bank, like, even going back. I would just be horned up and block, like, don't talk to me, leave me alone. I'm looking at Booty Call, leave me alone. It was good times. But Fight Club. Watched it, and I don't even... All the jokes are over my head. All the inside stuff over my head. It's a dark movie. But all the stuff about depression and schizophrenia, mental illness, no idea. Over my head. But I remember being a young boy and just seeing men fighting. And that made sense to me. Which is so primal and stupid. Like, because I think if you've ever been in a fight before, you understand. And by the way, my fight history, it's pretty pathetic. Jordan Hastings punched me in the eye in a pool years ago. We were playing football at like a Embassy Suites or Best Western or something. We were all on a basketball tournament in middle school. And I was running with this ball, and he tried to tackle me, and he dunked me too long, and I got up, and I shoved him in the face. Kind of a bitch move. And then he just, kak, and just got me, like, right in the eye. Great shot. Like, just, you know when someone hits you with those two knuckles on the inside of your hand, you know, like your pointer finger, index, and middle finger, those knuckles, the good ones, the punching knuckles, guy caught me right in the eye. Perfect. I remember being like, eyes crossed, like my eyes would cross, and then I snapped back, and he was ready to go, like he was still squared up, and my instinct was to just get out of the pool and cry. So I did. I got out of the pool and I cried, and then he had to apologize to me. So, if you really want to look at it, who won the fight, guys? Come on. You had to apologize to me? I lost. I did not win the fight. He won. I ran away. Fight or flight, and I was a flight guy. But hey, that guy went on to be my quarterback in high school, and we won some stuff, and now he's getting married in the summer. So, dude, guys, it's all good. Fight Club. Fighting, loved it. And I remember watching Fight Club. The twist at the end comes where it's like, oh, we're the same dude. And me just being... It was the first twist I remember like resonating with me. Because to that point, I think everything was still sunshine and rainbows. I'm watching Rocket Power and old Rugrats, and I'm watching Nick at Night. Like, the stuff like that is, it's easy. It holds your hand through the whole thing. And then Fight Club comes through, and it's like, man, where did Brad Pitt come from? He's so cool. What, Brad Pitt and Edward Norton, they're the same guy? What? Which, I mean, they really do a great job of making you. Like, and anybody who said that, oh, yeah, I called that. No, you didn't. You're a liar. Everyone has that one friend named Chris. And Chris was like, oh, yeah, dude, you know, if you watch like the first act of that movie, you see that people look at him weird in the shadows, and then, like, no one really acknowledges Tyler when they're in front of the narrator. So, I mean, it's pretty – and then they make it, like, easy. Like, it was pretty easy to figure out, man. Like, you shouldn't have been as – like, I called it, man. No, you didn't, Chris. You fuck. God, that shit drives me crazy. People like that are the worst. People like that, that they think it's cool to be the first one. Like, oh, I got it first. Okay. Did you invent it? Did you write it? I'm impressed if you wrote Fight Club. Is your name Chuck Palahniuk? Is it Chuck Palahniuk who wrote it or directed it? I think he directed it. But the guy that wrote it, what is his name? It doesn't matter. He said that the movie was better than his book, which you never hear. You never hear that. But what I'm saying is, dude, if you're the guy who's like, yeah, I called the ending, who, like, what do you win? What do you win for calling it? Like, do you people think that you're smart now? Are you a smart guy? You get a degree, is that your degree? Yeah, you know, I go out there and I watch movies, and then before they end, I tell people how they're going to end. People don't like it. People hate it when I do it. I do it in movie theaters. People don't like when I scream the ending at the end. Dude, I remember reading an article about this movie. I love saying reading an article. I remember my dad would always say, yeah, I read this article. I'm like, Dad, shut up. I don't care about your article. But I think that's just how I'm just citing my source. Because I didn't come up with this. I wasn't witness to the story, but this article I read was funny. Okay, so what happened is Fight Club was in theaters, and Rosie O'Donnell saw it in theaters and was so appalled by the movie that she went on like daytime TV and gave out spoilers. Brad Pitt and Ed Norton are the same person. He's got mental... And I'm pretty sure Brad Pitt called her a dumb bitch. Dumb fat bitch. Dumb fat bitch. He said dumb fat bitch. Look that up, somebody. Brad Pitt called Rosie O'Donnell dumb fat bitch, which would be hilarious. He didn't do that, but he was very upset with her. Which he would. Don't go on TV and spoil a movie because you didn't like it, you asshole. Shut up, computer. I'm not talking to you. Got sirens going on. I gotta take a shit. You know what? I'm gonna be right back. Cause I'm not gonna cut this podcast short, guys. Although I am about to go see Endgame in about 20 minutes with my boy Daryl Schmitz. So if I do, I might. Okay, maybe I'll do this. I'll pause it now, and then I'm gonna come back, and I'm gonna do the episode. I'm gonna finish the episode. Does that sound good? It's audio, baby. By the way, no cuts so far. No cuts at all. If I had the video on, I'd be worried about what my face is doing and if that made sense. And I'm thinking about, oh, I should probably cut here, maybe go a little long there. And you know, I'm not doing that. Not doing it, guys. Not doing it. So, you know, I'll be right back in like 4 hours, 5 hours, whenever. Endgame's like 3.5 hours long. And I'm pretty excited about it. I'm getting all caffeinated. I'm seeing it in 3D, too. 3D. Dude, I'm seeing an IMAX 3D. You know how much 2 IMAX 3D tickets cost in 2019? Guess. Guess. I'll wait. They are too much. $45. $47 with tax. Fuck. What a scam. This better be the best movie I've ever seen. I'll be back. All right. So, just got back from Endgame. I don't want to get too much into that because I'll save it for another episode. No spoilers. I'm not an asshole. No spoilers. It was really good. If you can see it in theaters, definitely see it in theaters. You will have to put up with that fucking fat nerd that is like, oh my god, I can't even believe this is happening the way it's happening. I can't even believe it. It's the main thing that's ever happened in my entire life. So that shit sucks. But it's still really good. Back to a movie that probably isn't okay. Fight Club to me was always like the first. I don't want to call it. It kind of is an art house film. I mean, yeah. If you look at it for long enough, you do see this. It's pretty much about a bunch of depressed guys who become domestic terrorists. But I mean, you can look at any film and find two polarizing ways to look at it, you know, which is fine. I don't give a shit. I think the reason that, I don't know, maybe it's just a man thing, a guy thing, the reason we identify so much with fighting for the sake of fighting, it's brotherhood, it's camaraderie, we love that shit. I got in so many fights playing football that I never won. Always got my ass beat, but it didn't matter. It wasn't about that. Is, hey, Blur, you go pick that fight, and then we got your back. And it's unity. It's important. And then at the end of the day, you're all teammates. The same as we're all men, we're all teammates. It's us against women. Right, guys? Right? We don't need them. It's just us. Us out here doing it. We're going to start blowing each other probably, too. We should just start, you know, that's what we're going to do. We're going to figure out a way to get pregnant, and then we're gonna fuck each other. And then ladies, take your Title IX bullshit and get the fuck out of my house. I'm kidding. I'm totally, guys, jokes. But in all seriousness, we are the better gender in, I'm kidding. I should probably stop. Even like fake saying that, like as a bit, still could mean bad things. I mean, what am I going to lose? Blair, you don't get that reserve spot at that Blarney open mic. Well, guys, I've earned that spot, so how about you guys suck a dick? God, a lot of dick sucking talk from me today. I'm feeling wild because I just saw Endgame and it was crazy. But I'm gonna put a little bow on this Fight Club because this is going to be a quick one because I wanted to get it out. I'm bummed out the way I didn't really delve into it. And this might be the last movie one I do for a while, guys. I might go to a new thing. I might do a new topic. I might do books, you know? But I'll probably save that for whenever I do like a one-on-one. All right. Can we talk for a second about Blue Apron? No, I'm kidding. Has there ever been a hotter guy than Brad Pitt in Fight Club? Like, he's top 10. Top 10 hottest guys in a movie ever. Because, first of all, the dude's chiseled. And you know how dumb I am? Like, I saw this movie in, you know, like 2000 when I was probably, you know, 14, 15 or whatever it was. So I saw, you know, maybe a while after it came out. But I remember just being like, I want to look like Brad Pitt. So I Googled Brad Pitt Fight Club workout and diet. And the most annoying part about it was, is I didn't realize it till later, is that it was just some guy who just wrote, this is what he probably did. And it was the most basic shit in the world. Like, Monday, biceps, Tuesday, triceps. Eat a lot of chicken, lean. It's a calorie deficient. That's all it is. Caloric deficit? That's what it is. He was just working out all day, and getting less, eating less food, and then just getting cut up out of his mind. And by the way, whenever you see a guy who's shredded in a movie, there's some correction there. First of all, everyone's got makeup on their face. Guy has his shirt off, there's makeup on his chest. They put like the little shadowy cut lines. Go watch 300. They're all in great shape, but they're not in that good a shape. Do you know what I mean? Like, they take charcoal and they put it around the cuts of like your pecs and your abs and all this shit. So when we're trying to attain that movie guy body, it's bullshit. I mean, I have it and I look great and I don't take anything other than a little bit of caffeine in the morning, guys. And I'm shredded. Because I'm bald and you can't be fat and that's a bit that I do. So that's fucking lame, Blair. Don't start doing bits. On the pod, dude, you're better than that. You're better than that. Now I'm just talking to myself. Now I'm just in here talking to myself, guys. This is what I do, though. I love it. I do love doing this. As crazy as it sounds. Another thing I did is I really wanted the Brad Pitt haircut. I wanted that look. I wanted just like that spiky kind of gel. That was the look back then. I remember, dude, I'm so, this is how dumb I am. I once walked in to this chick who cut hair. Chick who cuts hair, her salon. Yeah, I gotta go to a salon, a barber. I had dainty little girl hair, and I needed people to take care of it with some love and affection. I can't go to a barber shop with my thinning hair at 16. It's not good for me. I walked in with a picture of Brad Pitt. I'm probably like 14 at the time, and I show it to her, and she looks at me, and she says, "You know that it doesn't matter what I do to your hair, your face is still not Brad Pitt's face." And even at 14, I remember thinking, okay, fuck this bitch. What? I know that. Or maybe I don't know that. And if I don't know that, let me live in that. Let me have this one, okay? I just want to have that hair on me. I know I'm not Brad Pitt. No one is. There's one of them. Why are you? It's my adolescence. I'm trying to find myself. And you're going to shit on this thing? You know what? No tip for you. 15 years after I got the haircut, my mom paid for it, and she probably tipped, because that's what you do. Fuck that. Fuck her. I'm still upset. Shit on my dreams.
You know you don't look like Brad Pitt.
Yeah, I know that. I have a gap in my teeth and acne on my face. I'm 14. I'm a virgin. I know I don't, if I look like Brad Pitt, I'd fuck you. First of all, I'd fuck you. And you know, I could fuck you right now if I wanted to. I'm 14, and you're not that hot. And I bet if you had been given the opportunity, you would have tried to fuck me. Hair seamstress, whatever. Look, now I'm just getting angry. Getting angry thinking about the past. And that's fucking lame. I'm not going to be a part of it, guys. I'm not going to be a part of it. I'm better than that. That's why I'm going to end the podcast now before I get too worked up. Did we learn anything here? Did we learn anything at all about Fight Club? No. Have these movie breakdowns really fallen off? Yeah. Yeah, they have. And that's why it's time to switch it up and keep it fresh and keep it moving. That's why I have guests. And you know what? Maybe I'm going to come with a topic next time. Maybe next time I do a solo one, I'm going to come with a topic and I'm just going to go on that and I'll riff on that. Does that sound good? I'll do it on pumpkins. I'll do a pumpkin one. That'd be cool, right? Right, guys? Right, guys? You guys get it. You guys get it. You guys get it, and I don't have to go into it anymore. That's why I'm going to end this right now. Guys, I had a blast. Go see Endgame. If you haven't seen Fight Club, kill yourself. Don't kill yourself. Unless you were going to already, then that's not really on me, is it? Jokes. I'm out of here. Bye. Goodbye. I'm out.